This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Thrilled to have you with us this evening here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the, you know, I miss my cigar. I miss the fire pit and my cigar. I may just have to.
You got so spoiled.
I did get spoiled. Thrilled to have you with us tonight. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com. On social media, Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show. And on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Quick programming note. Next Sunday, got some great guests. Former Republican Senator Phil Graham will be with us again. And my old buddy, Tyrus, be back with us from Fox News. I love having Tyrus on the show. He is, I've had him on the show a couple of times, and he's coming back to Kansas. So obviously we'll talk to him about that. And I just love having Tyrus on. So we'll look forward to having him with us. Meanwhile, tonight we've got a fantastic show planned for you. Another dear friend, I was the pleasure of being her first radio interview. We had Riley Gaines on the show back in the day. She was back in Kansas earlier this week, visiting my old stomping grounds at the University of Kansas, where she spoke to a huge crowd as part of Turning Points USA's college tour. I sat down with Riley Thursday afternoon. We'll play my exclusive interview with her and some man on the streets conversations with a few of the, we'll be nice, we'll polite, and we'll say, wackadoodles who lined up outside to greet her. Rachel Ehrenfeld, author of The Soros Agenda, will explain why she says George Soros is trying to transform America. And Dr. Stanley Ridgely, author of DEI Exposed, will detail how the President's Department of Education has to date called to account the five Ivy League schools for their mismanagement. And of course, we will wrap up our coverage of the legislative session with a veto session wrap up with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter, who will be with us here in just a few minutes. So, and of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. I don't know if you saw the news story that came out recently, but there was a story out of New Mexico not too long ago. It came out, I guess it was last week. The offices of New Mexico's Republican Party were hit by arson and graffiti, ICE equals KKK graffiti. Fortunately, no one was hurt. But the message and intent of the terrorists were clear, and that is, despite the fact that, you know, the elections, vast majorities voted for Trump, voted for his agenda, voted for across, you know, by the way, racial, class and gender lines, one of the major things that the president ran on was border enforcement. But despite that, the left wanted to make sure that we understood that, terrorism, they didn't care. They were going to burn things down until they got their way. And it's the same thing with the Tesla terrorists. at throwing, Molotov cocktails. They resent Elon Musk and Donald Trump's efforts to advance efficiency within the federal government. And this is all part of Trump derangement syndrome. And frankly, I think that TDS needs to be included in the statutory definition of mental illness. And I don't know if you've noticed something lately, but it's deliciously predictable. But every time Donald Trump so much as breathes, the left absolutely loses its collective mind. And we are witnessing in real time the full-blown clinical meltdown of Democrats, liberals, and their trusty lapdogs in the mainstream media. It's literally like Trump derangement syndrome has reached stage five, terminal. No clue. Just screams and tears and indictments and unhinged MSNBC segments. I mean, you've already seen one motion to impeach him on the House floor. Trust me, there will be more. And we're not just talking about political disagreements. Again, KKK, firebombs, Molotov cocktails. We're talking about an obsession here. We're talking about people who wake up in the morning angry at our president, who spend the entire day watching anti-Trump TikToks and CNN panels and then fall asleep muttering, January 6th, like it's their bedtime prayer. These people are fighting Trump because some moral high ground they think they're standing upon. They're fighting him because he lives in their heads rent-free. And not just in the corner of the brain where you keep a random opinion. He's got a full suite with walk-in closet. And that's where he lives. And, keep in mind, these are the same folks who said Trump was finished. They said, they had indictments. What were their 91 charges? And they were going to take him down. His poll numbers went up. They attacked him the stronger he got. And, they tried to assassinate him twice. And yet he still won an election. This isn't about justice. It's not about democracy. It's about control. It's about the ruling elite, the career politicians, the swamp creatures. And frankly, it's sad. And boy, does it make them furious that they lost and they can't get over it. And here's the kicker, folks. They don't care about the truth anymore. They care about the narrative. Donald Trump could cure cancer, and they'd ask why he didn't do it sooner. He could bring world peace, and they'd accuse him of colluding with God knows who. And you know what they're really afraid of? They're afraid that Donald Trump was right about a whole lot of things. He was right about China. He was right about the border. He was right about the economy before COVID hit. He was right about the corruption in the intelligence agencies. And he was right about the media. Because Trump didn't expose the media. He just forced them to expose themselves. And that's why I say that Trump derangement syndrome has now, it's become an institutional thing. And the American people woke up to it. That's what woke means, if you ask me. And that's what happened last November. But Trump fights, and that's why they hate him. So when you hear the screeching, when you see the lawsuits, when you see Bernie Sanders and AOC at another socialism rally, when you read another hysterical op-ed about how democracy is on the line or the stock market is crashing or tariffs are going to ruin the country, don't panic, because that's not strength, that's fear. Let not your heart be troubled. Let's not forget the stock market is not the economy. And right now, the economy is doing fairly well. Oil prices are down. Interest rates are down. Food prices are down. And, a new poll just showed that the president's approval rating is up 53%, 4 points higher than a poll that was released just 2 weeks ago. That's because the average American, the blue-collar worker, Joe Lunchpail, understands that the president is trying to save the country. And the left is terrified. They're afraid. That's why they're so deranged. I'm not saying Donald Trump is perfect. I'm saying he's necessary. And that's what terrifies them the most. We'll take a quick break, and then Rachel Ehrenfeld, author of The Soros Agenda, will explain why she says George Soros is trying to transform America from a thriving law and order democracy into a Sorostian world. I kind of like that word. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our county. If you're looking for a way to get involved, you know, there are a lot of campaigns that are starting to gear up. But if you don't know who to go volunteer for, who to work with, a great way to do that is to volunteer with Americans for Prosperity. If you want to get involved, you can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. For the past four decades, George Soros has been using his and other leftist multi-billionaire, politician, philanthropic, and other global networks to impose his vision on the world through his crafty termed Open Society Foundation. Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, author of The Soros Agenda, is the founder and president of the New York-based American Center for Democracy. She says Soros has been using that foundation and his money to transform America, a thriving law and order democracy, into what she says a Sorostian world. And she joins us now. Dr. Ehrenfeld, it's nice to have you back on the show again. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, it's interesting, and the left loves to demonize the Kochs, for example, but the media is constantly whining about the Koch brothers, but George Soros has been doing the exact same thing, if not worse, than what the Kochs ever dreamed of for decades, hasn't he?
Much, much worse and much longer and much more money. But in some instances, Koch and Soros joined efforts. So they established the Kuehl Institute in Washington, which is isolationist, anti-Israel, and anti-American very often, and pro-Iran. They actually funded the organization. When it began, it was $500,000 from one and $500 from the other. So, you know, sometimes they join efforts. But in each of the in each of Soros's contributions or funding of organizations in this country, it has been really very Orwellian and described in Orwellian language, which is like the name of his foundation, which you refer to. It's not for to open society. It's to close society.
Right.
To restrict society. It is to limit society. It's against everything that open, democratic, Republican America is standing for. Now, I don't think that he counted on Trump winning.
No.
God only knows, he invested a lot of money in making it impossible. But some miracle happened to America, and Trump won. I hope it will be really the miracle that we are all hoping for.
You know, one of the things that he did, it seems like, is he backed a lot of these. And I know one of the things that you draw attention to is the way he's undermined this country's justice system. One of the ways he's done that is backing some of these far left woke prosecutors who are just trying to really undermine justice, correct?
Absolutely. And that was from the get-go. That was from when he started actually his activities in the United States in 1992, because he realized that by undermining the justice system, and he didn't want to have new laws passed, forget it. He didn't want to go waste money lobbying Congress when he actually can, and he managed to go to grassroots organizations to create new organizations and work in localities in different states, in different cities, in order to influence with a lot of propaganda and a lot of influencers. There were influencers even before the internet, right? Hollywood types and other people, celebrities, he used them in order to change public opinion.
Right.
And that way to influence the justice system and influence the what is happening with law and order in different states, throughout the United States. So it took a very long time for people to catch up when they actually realized that, oh, we have all these rogue prosecutors who the first day they come to office, oh, when they are actually running for election, they promise to, you know, eliminate crime and punish the criminals, etc. And when they get into office, they actually end and they will do reforms. Reforms were actually canceling, if not canceling literally, but actively ignoring the law,
yeah,
or making some new rules to the law so they can defund the police.
Get rid of cash bail, things like that.
Yeah, release criminals. You know, the police, even if the police have been arresting criminals, they were released upon bringing them before a prosecutor.
Yep.
So
we're talking with Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, author of The Soros Agenda. You know, there's been a lot of conjecture, a lot of people who think that Soros has also been behind a lot of these pro-Hamas protests on college campuses. Is there any truth to that?
Yes. And how? As I actually documented in my book, The Soros Agenda, how he has been funding directly and much more often indirectly pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian, pro-eliminate Israel organizations in the Middle East. And he has been doing it for decades. He even worked together with bringing the BLM and Hamas together and the other Palestinian terrorist organizations, which have been designated as such by the United States, not only by Israel. So and helping all kinds of pro-Palestinian terrorist groups, who of course. Very much adopted the slogans of the radical left, of the progressive left, or otherwise known as communists.
Right, yeah.
Socialist communists, advocating so-called justice. So here we go back to justice again, right? It's social justice, it's racial justice, it's economic justice, it's climate justice, you name it, okay? So this has been his modus operandi, and it has been very successful and adopted by organizations that not only want to eliminate Israel and kill all the Israelis and the Jews everywhere, they also want to eliminate the United States because America is a imperialist oppressor.
Of course, we
like
are
Israel, like Israel, right?
Right. Oh, of course we are.
So, yeah. So this is, and of course, religion. So,
yes.
What Christianity is no good, Christians are Christians are close-minded people, and of course, Judaism is of course very bad, and the Islamists, both the Islamists and the communists agree on that.
Well, it's the religion of peace, right?
that's the religion of peace.
If folks are interested, again, the book is called The Soros Agenda. It's available on Amazon. And if folks want to find you online, they can find you on Twitter or X, for example, at Rachel Ehrenfeld, and that's Ehrenfeld, correct?
And they can, look up the website, American Center for Democracy, acdemocracy.org. And there is much more information about Soros, about who is funding the demonstrations, the anti-American, anti-Israeli, pro-Hamas demonstrations here, and about political Islam. There is a lot of information there. And about the economic warfare, really, against the United States.
Dr. Ehrenfeld, thank you again for joining us. A pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you.
Coming up, Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter will bring us our final Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, our final Laura Kelly theme song of the 2025 session. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Remind you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And of course, from breaking news to severe weather updates, make sure you download the always live and free Odyssey app to get started. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show social media pages and follow us on X to get all the latest updates on the show. So the legislature, when they went back on Thursday, successfully overrode 12 vetoes on day one. That's in addition to the two that were already overridden earlier in the session. So they had a heck of a day one. With us now to kind of walk us through the veto session is Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter from Derby. My former roommate and office mate and cohort when we came in as freshmen. Blake, thank you for joining us always. And former host of this show, by the way, guest host.
It's always great joining you, John. Thanks for having me on.
I know you hate it when I remind people that we were roommates.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, you got to live somewhere in Topeka. And the options these days are pretty limited.
That is true. So where do you want to start? You want to talk veto? You want to talk the accomplishments that you're proud of? Things that, I mean, my hope is to go veto, what you did, what left on the table that you were hoping to accomplish. So you pick the topic.
All right, we'll go with vetoes first. So we had a pretty stellar day last week. So the first day we went 12-0, and then the next day we went 15-0 with overriding specific line items in the budget. Now, I'll stick to overall, just try to real rapid fire on these bills. I mean, if you want, you can ask me questions. We'll get into them a little bit deeper. We're just going
to
go.
I don't even think you need to go through all of them. Just kind of give me the ones that people will know about, because there's a lot of rats and cats stuff, I imagine.
There are quite a few rats and cats. So regulatory sandboxes is one of them. And so what this is doing is it's creating a sandbox that allows entrepreneurs or businesses to come in And if they are a new type of business or a new entity, it basically puts aside bureaucratic rules and regulations and allows that industry to basically test their product or test what they're doing. And it allows them to grow, and we cut the red tape for them. And this is just a way for them to basically open up their business or have people come here, open up businesses, and start industries potentially here in the state of Kansas with low burden, burdensome regulations, I guess, is a good way to put that. So Laura Kelly vetoed that. But we overrode her on that one. We think that it's going to end up being a positive for the state of Kansas. And then after that industry is established after a few years, then basically at that point, you know, some of these rules and regulations will start applying to them at that.
There was another one I saw. Tax revenues come in higher than expected. It automatically lowers the income tax rate. She vetoed that. I thought Laura Kelly was the tax cut person. She's been running like she cut taxes.
Oh, well, she only cuts taxes on whatever we send her.
When she's up for re-election, too.
Ah, yes, yeah. That's also true.
That's true.
So what you're talking about is Senate Bill 269, and that is a bill that has triggers built into it. So as our economy grows, instead of just politicians – and unfortunately, I fall into that category.
Yes, you do.
You know, the politicians in Topeka, you know, those guys, not me, those guys,
well,
right?
Technically, you're not one right now because you're in Wichita, but.
Yeah, so this, what it will do is as money comes in and as our economy grows, that extra revenue that may have came in over the rate of inflation. So let's say that our revenues go up by 5%.
Which they have been lately, been exceeding estimates.
Yeah, and actually we're going to have our new estimates out this next week on the 17th. The consensus revenue estimates are going to come out at that point. And so we're going to see if we brought in more money than we were expecting, which it'll probably be more than what we've been expecting because that's the way it's been lately. But let's say that inflation goes up 3%, but we bring in 5%. Well, that extra 2%, instead of us spending it on whatever government program, you know, sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns that none of us can vote against because, oh, that's such a good thing, whatever it is. No, it automatically is now tied to reducing income taxes and the burden that is there for your income taxes. And what it does over time, it triggers down that income tax to where we get to a single rate. And so right now we have a two-tiered income tax rate here in the state of Kansas. And so what this will do is it will basically, through natural growth, bring it down to a one income tax for the state of Kansas for all residents.
And eventually, could it even lower that to zero? I mean, theoretically, could we get to a zero income tax state if we had excessive incomes or revenue, rather?
Theoretically, yes. We've seen other states that have already implemented similar systems to this. And so once you get right now, our goal is to get from that two-tiered tax system to a one-tiered, because the people who have one tier are competing at a better level as far as a state goes compared to other states that have these progressive tax systems that have two or three or four or five different tiers. So our first goal is to get down to one single tier. And then after that, yes, if we have great economic boons, if we have great growth here in the state of Kansas, over time, that could absolutely reach zero.
You know, another one I saw, and again, some things that Governor Kelly vetoes, I don't understand. For some reason, she sided with deadbeat dads over, I mean, that one was a House Bill 2062, providing child support from the age of conception. This one seemed pretty straightforward to me, you know, and yet she vetoed it.
Yeah, and I think it's because she does not want to recognize that you know, the child that is still in the womb is a human and is a child. A lot of the left don't want to recognize that. This piece of legislation does by basically saying that, hey, if you're a father and you're either separating from your significant other or whatever, then you have to pay child support because that child is still incurring cost upon that mother, whether it's hospital visits or other thing, prenatal care. They are still needing support. And so that's what this is about. It's about those fathers still supporting those children that they have helped conceive in this process. But what it also does is it creates a double tax exemption for those children that are born. So, for instance, I got three kids that are born in January, March, and April. Well, they were all, you know, cooking in that prior tax year, but I don't get anything from it, right? Until that next year, and then now they're on the rolls. So by giving people a double exemption, any child that is basically born now
cooking,
any child that is born at the beginning of a year, they can now be claimed with that double exemption, and it gives them that tax incentive.
You're
from the
incurring
year prior.
Costs at that point, so why? I mean, it would help you to be able to claim them.
Yeah. So if they're born early in the year, you actually are going to get now two double tax child exemptions for that one child that next year.
That's helpful. And we're talking with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. Another one, you know, so many of my listeners, so many folks in Wichita got frustrated with the COVID pandemics, with the lockdowns. I mean, we had a situation here, I think it was Harvey County or Butler County not too long ago, where you had a school student that was forced to by the health department, that was forced to stay home for, I think it was 2 weeks. I think it was Harvey County, actually. She was forced to stay home because they thought she might be contagious. Turned out she wasn't. Senate Bill 29 basically takes away, removes the authority of health officials to prohibit public gatherings and some of the stuff, the nonsense of the lockdowns, basically, correct?
Yeah, so this
And again, Governor Kelly vetoed this.
She vetoed it. We overrode it. It's now Kansas law. And really what this bill, all it does is it guarantees you due process. So if a local health official tries to lock you up, within 72 hours, you can appeal to the court system, and the court system can review that case.
Which is what the student in Harvey County had to do, as I recall.
Yeah, and so honestly, all it does is it allows for checks and balances, and it doesn't give the government, you know, supreme authority over you and whether it's something that is actually true or not, and it allows somebody to at least have due process if they are going to be locked in their home.
Let's talk about the budget bill. I know you guys did a lot on tax cuts. And, you know, one of the things the left's been demonizing, Laura Kelly said, you spend too much money, she didn't say you spent too much. She said you equated it to Brownback. She says she's worrying about the out years. And yet you cut a lot of taxes for folks, which is what we wanted. But people have to keep in mind, you also cut $1.47 billion in spending, which is the mistake that the legislature did before you and I came in, the year right before we came in. They cut taxes, but they didn't cut spending. In your case, you cut taxes, but you also cut spending, correct?
Yeah, so we've actually been cutting the spending. It's $1.47 billion was the number. Now, that was the number before some of the line item vetoes, so that number's probably a little off now at this point. But here's the thing, John. Our budget was lower than the governor's budget.
Yet she blamed you.
And so it's cute that she's like, oh, these people are spending like drunken sailors. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. We spent less than what your proposed budget was. You can't. Okay, I guess you have the bully pulpit and the right. Media is very friendly to you. Yeah. So
they didn't bother to point that out.
No, they're obviously not going to point that out. Yeah. And so, no, we've cut spending. And another thing that the media and the governor are doing is they're talking about how, oh, we're going to be – this is Brownback all over again. We're broke in 2028. Well, John, there's like three or four more budget cycles between now and then.
Right, it's 3 years from now.
Yeah, and not only – I mean, we are looking and scrutinizing the budget. We're going to go back in next session, and we are diving even deeper into the budget. Actually – my team and I, we ended up requesting information from the administration, and they gave it to us a few weeks ago, and we're doing a deep dive into these budgets. So we asked for data that goes all the way back 10 years, and we wanted to see the inputs and outputs and actually get into the granular data and how the state of Kansas is spending our money. That document is 8.4 million lines, and we are currently going through and doing pattern analysis. We are going through and looking at ways where is the money actually being spent? Is it being spent on things that are necessary? And I think that by the time next session rolls around, we will have found efficiencies and we will continue to cut more spending inside the budget.
More DOGE at the state level. I know we're kind of coming up on my break here. Let me ask you, were there any things, I'm sure there were, but things that you would have liked to have gotten to this session that it was a really abbreviated session? Were there things that you wanted to get to that you couldn't?
Well, you know, John, I think real quick, we obviously were going after some tax cuts, and I think that there's still some more work to be done on that. We completely eliminated the 1.5 mil property tax at the state level, and what that means is that the state of Kansas no longer has a single dollar of property taxes coming into our coffers now at the state level.
Let me ask you about that. I saw, I don't know if you saw, this was a social media post that came out from our former colleague, Scott Schwab, who is currently the Secretary of State. He's also running for governor. And he didn't pull any punches. He basically attacked the leadership of both chambers. I think it was more intended probably for Ty Masterson, who is likely to be his opponent in the governor's race. But he specifically attacked you guys for not doing more for property tax relief. And yet he didn't. I'm just curious what your thoughts are if you saw the post. And it I was kind of surprised that if he were to win, he was attacking the very people he was going to need to work with to get his agenda passed. But I'm curious if you saw the post and what your thoughts were.
I did see it yesterday. Appreciate the question. And as far as long-term strategy, no, it's not a very good one. You're basically, I mean, it's one thing to work with and negotiate with people, but I think to your point, it is him trying to beat up on one of his future opponents. The problem is that he is doing it in a way that I think is very unhealthy for him. To have a good relationship, working relationship with the legislature, should he actually end up winning that race. And here's another thing, John. Over the last several years, we have actually cut $971 million in taxes. And so for him to come in and say, well, you didn't cut enough. Well, okay, we have to, this is an equation, you know? So we've cut almost $1 billion in taxes. And so we're a little bit low right now on our budget. And so, yeah, we're going to have to come in. We're going to have to figure out ways that we can afford those property tax cuts. So we're going to have to do more spending in order to be able to actually secure more cuts. But when it comes to property taxes, the vast majority of that burden is on local governments.
Yeah, schools primarily, and then counties and cities.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, the legislature, the state has a mandated 20 mils of property tax that's redistributed across the state. It doesn't come to the state of Kansas itself. It stays at the local level for schools. But that's mandated by the courts. And so, okay, if we get rid of that, then where's that $850 million roughly coming from? Well, that would be a tax increase somewhere else because we would not be able to just outright afford that. So,
and maybe the Secretary of State has a suggestion. I didn't see one in his post.
No, that's just it. It was completely, you know, he was beating up on the legislature and proposed zero solutions. And so it's, okay, so it's the same old, same old. It's... okay, what are you going to do different?
I'm sure we'll have him on the show, and I'm sure that's something I will ask him. Blake, if folks want to connect with you, I know you're off now, so you're in the military. I know you've got a job and kids, three of them now. But if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Absolutely, John. Well, feel free to look me up on the Kansas Legislative website. A lot of my contact information is there. Just go to the Kansas Legislative website, find my profile. It's pretty easy. Or you can also find me on Facebook, which is Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. And feel free to follow me there.
Brother, I appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us. We'll take a quick break. Studio lines are open. Want to hear from you. What'd you think of the 2025 legislative session now that it's in the books? 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. If you're looking for a way to get involved in your local, state, or regional elections, I want to remind you, you have the power to change the trajectory of your city, your county, even our state. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. Get involved. And, of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show on social media. And find me and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. It's the best way to stay updated on the show. Don't forget, next Sunday, we'll have Tyrus from Fox News with us. And one event to keep in mind, next Thursday is the monthly meeting of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. They will have former General Michael Flynn with them via Zoom. The meeting starts at 6:30 with a meet and greet, and then the meeting starts at 7. We had, during the break, we did have a caller call in who had a question about the Convention of States, and it did pass out of the Senate on final action. It was adopted, and then it was received and introduced in the House, passed the Senate on February 27th. It was referred to committee, the Committee on Federal and State Affairs, on the 28th of February. They had hearings, And that's where it's currently sitting. So it currently sits in the House. It looks like they did not have a chance. Keep in mind, this session ran really fast. So it was received in the House on March 17th. And, you know, here we are as the session was ending. So the bill's not dead because Fed and State is an exempt committee. So the bill's still sitting there. And my guess is it can be brought up at any time when they return for the 2026 session. So that's where it is. It did pass the Senate. So it'll be waiting when they take it up again. So if you're interested, you could always reach out to the Committee on Federal and State Affairs in the House and ask them. Ironically, the chair of that is Representative Tom Kessler, my buddy from Hayesville, South Wichita area. So if you're north part of Hayesville, my district was the south part of Hayesville, but Tom's from the Wichita area. You can reach out to him. And if you're interested in the House Committee on Federal and State Affairs, that's who I would reach out to, is Tom Kessler. I'm trying to see if there's anyone else from the Wichita area who you might. Leah Howell serves on that committee. Steve Hubert serves on that committee. Brian Bergkamp, my state rep, serves on that committee. So reach out to them. And Jill Ward, also from this area. Paul Wagner from Hutch. So that kind of gives you some ideas of who you could reach out to and encourage them, that, you know, to let them know if you're a supporter of the Convention of States, that's who you should reach out to and tell them, hey, I support this. I want you to consider it. I want you to vote yes. Got some good committee members, Ken Corbett, Ron Bryce, some great, great folks, very, you know, conservatives. So that kind of gives you an idea where it currently sits is in the House. So I was a supporter of the Convention of States. I voted for it whenever it came up before me when I was in the legislature. And it's unfortunate that it's taken so long to actually get something done on it. But, you know, eventually it'll get there. I know last time I had Mark Levin on, we talked about the Convention of States multiple times. But, you know, eventually they'll get there and we'll, you know, we'll see where it goes. But it's interesting. Share with you a recent survey. This is a fascinating survey. It's the latest Survey USA poll. Talks about where people are and where America is and where they want their representatives to be. Few Democrats and Republicans said they want their respective parties to be more moderate, which, you know, they say moderation is where people want to be. Well, not according to this poll. 44% say they want the party to stay where they are. 40% say the party should be more conservative, Republicans. 50% of Democrats say they want their party to be more liberal. Like that's possible. Stick around. We'll play my interview with Riley Gaines when we get back. And after that, we'll play some of my man on the street interviews with some of the purple hairs. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.